The Republican race for president took another turn last night. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney won the Michigan primary, becoming the third candidate to win in the first three big tests of the GOP calendar. Joining us now to talk about the results and the wide-open Republican field is NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Not just a big win, but a big reprieve for Mitt Romney.
Absolutely. Mitt Romney has now won the gold. Of course, he organized the Olympics, you know, and so now he talks in those terms, and he's won the gold now in Michigan and Wyoming, and it looks like he's ahead going into this weekend in Nevada. What we saw yesterday was that he won largely around the Detroit metropolitan area, high-income Republican voters. Those who earn less than 50,000 really split between Romney and John McCain, but if you had more than 50,000, you were strongly in the Romney camp. And similarly, among people who are self-identified Republicans, Romney did very well. So he comes out with a 39-30 victory. Huckabee ended up with about 16% of the vote, but a very strong victory for Mitt Romney.
And with his ability to finance his campaign, he's right back in the thick of it, isn't he?
He is. So we have now three winners, Renee. We've had Huckabee, Mike Huckabee in Iowa, winning based on social conservatives and with immigration as the big issue. We've seen John McCain do very well with independents. Independent voters in 2000 gave McCain a victory in Michigan when you had about 52% of the voters in the Republican primary be independents or Democrats. Yesterday, what we saw was only about 32% of independents and Democrats turned out, and they went for McCain, but it just wasn't as big as the purely Republican vote, and that purely Republican vote heavily based on the economy and on last-minute ads. Mitt Romney put a lot of money into last-minute ads and appearances in Michigan, and that helped him sway last-minute voters, people who made the decision the last day or so, and that was the basis of his victory.
Let's talk about John McCain. On Monday, he came out on top of all the big national polls, but didn't seem to help him in Michigan.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The push from the national polls, as you point out, and the push that came from his victory in New Hampshire seemed to give him momentum going in. But McCain had a very different stand on the Michigan economy than did Mitt Romney. McCain's position was, I'm going to tell you the truth, a lot of these auto industry jobs are not coming back. McCain, on the other hand, promised that he would help to revitalize the Michigan economy and the auto industry. And apparently that kind of optimism played well for the guy who claimed he was the home state kid, you know, the son of George Romney, the former Michigan governor. He grew up there, although, he had left and gone to Massachusetts long ago.
And Romney, of course, promising he's going to, in a sense, bring him back.
That's right.
Mike Huckabee came in third last night. He says he's in it for the long haul.
I think he is. And again, going down to South Carolina this weekend, what you have is an opportunity for him to reclaim those social conservatives, specifically evangelicals. They did not turn out in large numbers for him in Michigan, especially in the Upper Peninsula. That had been his hope. Now we go down to South Carolina, much more of those social conservatives to play with, and he's in the lead looking, I would say this really between Huckabee and McCain in South Carolina.
Really interesting race. Three Republican candidates now divvied up the early states. Next, Nevada, South Carolina, then Florida, and a whole bunch of states on Super Tuesday, including obviously big ones, California, New York. How is the campaign changing?
Well, you know, I think one of the key changes is the economy is becoming such a central issue, Renee, that previously there was a lot of focus on the immigration issue, on the war in Iraq. Now, I think what's coming clear is, as we've seen in Michigan, and we'll see now, I think, in subsequent races, the economy is becoming more dominant. It's now the number one issues among voters, Republican and Democrat, in this campaign. And that's something that we hadn't seen before. And so we're going to see how the populism of, for example, of Mike Huckabee plays, how the optimism of the Mitt Romney, especially as tied to a lot of his Wall Street supporters, plays versus the kind of, straight talk that John McCain claims to have about economic issues and what can be done to help ease some of the middle class anxiety.
Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams.